إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout Al-Quran and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the Sunnah, implores the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold on and to fulfill amanat, to hold on and to fulfill the trusts in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them, and the trust in which the creation have bestowed upon mankind. These are amanat, trusts in which the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are obliged to carry out and hold on to, and are prohibited to break, and are prohibited to throw these amanat away, or not to give it any sight or any form of attention or fulfilling its rights. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about in the Quran how when He created the creation, He discussed with the different types of creation who is willing to hold on to the amanat, who is willing to take on the responsibility and the accountability to fulfill amanat, the amanat of Allah Jalla wa'ala, the trusts that Allah Jalla wa'ala, the tasks, the obligations of Allah Jalla wa'ala, and the trusts of mankind. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةِ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ He says, and we did offer this accountability of amanat and the responsibility of amanat. We offered it to who? To the samawat, to the ard, to the jibal, to the heavens, to the earth, and to the mountains. And he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they declined. The heavens and the earth and the mountains, they declined to be responsible, to be accountable, to carry out the amanat. They declined because they were afraid of it. They were afraid of the consequence of breaking the amanat. He says, jalla wa ala, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ But mankind, we took this responsibility. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily, the one who is unjust to himself are the ignorant ones. The ones who are unjust to themselves are the ignorant ones. He says, جَلَّ وَعَلَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى has commanded you all that you should render back the trusts to those that have trusted you in the first place. Any person that's given you a duty, any person that's given you a trust, any person that's given you some wealth or even some secrets to hold, the right of the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala is to hold on to them tightly and to fulfill the trusts that mankind have given one another. In fact, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, he explores the true meaning of amanat. And he says, radiyallahu an, al-amana ada'u s-salah wa ita'u z-zakah wa sawmu ramadhan wa hajju al-bayt wa sidqu al-hadith wa qada'u al-dayn wa al-adlu fi al-mikyal wa al-mizan wa ashaddu min hadha kullihi al-wada'i. He says, radiyallahu ta'ala an, that al-amana, trusts, in itself is defined by the Sharif Allah Jalla wa'ala as performing the salah, giving the zakah, fasting in Ramadan, holding on to your hajj, making hajj for the sake of Allah, being honest and truthful in your speech, returning back your debts, measuring when you sell and buy products, measuring things accurately. And he says, وَأَشَدُّ مِنْ هَذَا كُلِّهِ. And the most severe of all of this are the rights of mankind. Are the rights of mankind. Oh, brothers or sisters in Islam, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, in this narration that Imam al-Baghawi holds in his tafsir of Amana, he explains that Amana is to do with the rights that Allah has given you and to do with the rights that mankind have given you. The one that fulfills his trust, the one that fulfills Amanat, is the one that fulfills all of his obligations with Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah Jalla wa'ala has given mankind an Amana to perform his salah, to give his zakah, to fast in Ramadan, to perform the Hajj, to be honest and truthful in a person's speech, and so on and so forth. But then he says, radiyallahu an, but the most severe form of amana, or the most heaviest form of amana, is the amana of mankind. The amana that mankind hold between one another. Oh, brothers or sisters in Islam, Hudhayfa radiyallahu an, he speaks about this amana. And he says, radiyallahu an, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, he made amana a part of the fitrah of mankind. And he instilled in the most inner depths of a person's heart, al-amana. He made every person, every part of creation from mankind, people that hold on to the trust and the rights of others. This is why he used to say, radiyallahu an, I used to deal and buy and sell. And I used to trust any person that was a believer. Any person that was a believer, I would trust them, because I understood that amana had been instilled and placed into the innermost depths of the believer's heart. He said, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there will come a time when amana is stripped, amana is taken away from the hearts of mankind. And he says, radiyallahu an, that you'll find a group of people, they'll only have the marks of amana of their hearts. A mark like a scab, or a mark like a bandage. Amana used to be in these hearts, but not found in these hearts anymore. He then says, radiyallahu an, to the extent that you'd ask or you'd identify a particular village by one person who was amin, by one person who was trustworthy, by one person who'd be somebody that carries out the rights that mankind gave him. You say, this village has a person who is amin. That country has a person who is amin, who is trustworthy. And he says, radiyallahu anhu, now they've come of time where I only know a few groups of people that are trustworthy. And I only deal with them, radiyallahu anhu, he says. This is Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, speaking about the generation that came just after the Sahaba. That's, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, a characteristic of glory that Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about in the Quran. A characteristic of the believers that are successful. For he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. When he speaks about the people that Allah Jalla wa'ala has favored and shown his mercy towards and granted paradise, he describes them with this characteristic. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those people that hold on to their amanat, their trusts and their promises, and they fulfill them. This characteristic, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, has become lost amongst the servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala. To the extent, just like Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu used to say, you would look to villages, you would look to countries, you would look to cities, you look to masajid, you look to even those who practice al-Islam, and you'd not be able to identify someone who's trustworthy. They cheat others, they lie about others, they take the rights of others. How many of us have seen or know of people? How many of us ourselves have broken the trust and the rights of our fellow believers in al-Islam? How many of us ourselves have taken away the rights? We've taken property, we've taken wealth, we've broken promises, we've told other people the secrets that we've been told to keep quietly. How many of us have broken these rights? Trust is something, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, will be taken away from the ummah to the extent you will not be able to find someone who is trustworthy. We are living at this stage, we are living at this time where amanat has been taken away. Oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, part of being a Muslim, part of being a believer, is that not only do you look or you have an outward appearance of al-Islam, or that you engage in the outward activities, ibadat of al-Islam, but you are able to hold into your hearts amanat. You are able to hold into your hearts the trusts and the rights of the people. The most severe form, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the most severe form, the severe amana, is the rights of mankind and the rights of the people. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ayatul Munafiq or Ayatul Munafiq Thalath, the signs of the hypocrite are three. He says, when he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he's entrusted, he betrays his trust. When he's entrusted, he betrays his trust. Oh, brothers or sisters in Islam, how many of us now can be defined or can be painted in this brush of nifaq, painted in this brush of hypocrisy? We look like Muslims, we speak like Muslims, we engage in the outward characteristics and ibadat of Islam. But are we someone who's trustworthy? Are we someone that's reliable? Are we someone that holds on to the rights of mankind and never betray them? How many of us buy and sell and we deal with others and we break amanat over and over again? We cheat and we deceive. We lie about particular products that we sell. We break secrets, we break our promises. These are characteristics, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, that will destroy us in this dunya and destroy us in the akhirah. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he then mentions another hadith. He says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, narrated to me a hadith. And also a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He says, Yajma'u Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will gather the whole of creation. The whole of creation on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He says, فَيَقُومُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى تَزْلِفَ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ The believers will stand up until they will see the doors of Jannah. And the doors of Jannah, he says, will be closed. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the whole of mankind will be gathered. The questioning would have taken place, the reckoning would have taken place until mankind is standing before the doors of Jannah. He says, radiyallahu an, then mankind looked towards Adam alayhi salam. And they say to him, Ya Abana, O our father, ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to open the door of Jannah. Adam alayhi salam, he replies, and he says, how can I open the door of Jannah when I was the one for which Allah expelled you all from Jannah as a sign of humbleness and modesty? So mankind go to prophet after prophet after prophet, asking each and every one of them to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to open Jannah, to open the gates of Jannah. They go to Nuh alayhi salam. They go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. They go to Musa. They go to Isa. They go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of them passed over the responsibility. None of them went to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to open the gates. Some of them mentioned sins. Some of them mentioned mistakes. Some of them just passed over the fact that they're too embarrassed to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to open the door of Jannah. So they go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, then I stand up and I am the one who will go to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala. But he then says, however, at that particular time, the sirat is brought forward. At that particular time, the sirat, the bridge that he describes in other ahadith, that is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword, is brought forward. And we are told to cross this sirat, and directly underneath it is the fire of hell. But then he describes the sirat in a manner that some of you may have not heard before. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُرْسَلُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَالرَّحِمِ وَتُرْسَلُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَالرَّحِمِ فَيَقُومَانْ جَنْبَتَيِ السِّرَاتِ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. He says, the sirat is brought forward. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala calls amana. He calls the trusts and the rights and the responsibility that we were all given by Allah Jalla wa Ala and by creation. He calls amana. And amana will stand on the right hand side of this sirat, the right hand side of the bridge. And then he calls subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahim, the ties of kinship. And the ties of kinship will stand on the left hand side of this bridge. The scholars of Islam, they say, what does this mean? for the sirat to be on the right side, and the rahim, the ties of kinship, to be on the left side, the amanah to be on the right side of the sirat, and the ties of kinship to be on the left side of the sirat. What does this mean? The ulama of Islam, they give two very painful, yet at the same time, a sign of hope for those people that carry out the amanat. They say, as for those people that fulfill their trusts, and they lived on this world as trustworthy human beings, trustworthy believers of Allah, fulfilling the rights of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and fulfilling the rights of the people. They didn't cheat, they didn't deceive. They were people that looked after the secrets of mankind, fulfilling their trusts, look after the rights of mankind. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then told us that you find people traveling or running across this bridge like the speed of light. And some of them like the speed as if though they're running on a fast beast like a horse. And some of them as if though they're running. And some of them as if though they're jogging. Some of them as if though they're walking. Some of them as if though they're being dragged. So the scholars of Islam, they say, how easy is it for the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala to cross a bridge when he's able to hold on to two barriers? How easy is it for the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala to cross a bridge that has a wall on its right side and a wall on its left side? In that particular circumstance, it's easy for the servant of Allah to run across one side to the other. Those that hold on to their trusts, those that do not deceive others, will find the sirat not just as narrow or as thin as the thread of a person's hair, but they'll find it easy to cross because they'll be able to hold the barriers on either side. They wouldn't need to fear. They wouldn't need to fear falling down into the fire because there are walls of the sirat that is easy for them to cross. But then the ulama of Islam, the scholars of hadith, the scholars of Islam, they say, ask for the one that betrayed his trust. Or ask for the one that broke the ties of his kinship. That broke the ties of kinship. That wasn't dutiful towards his parents. Or towards his uncles or his aunties or his brothers or his sisters or his children. Ask for these people. When they're about to stand up to cross the sirat, al-amana will hold him from one side and throw him into the pits of the fire. Al-Amana will not even enable him, not even permit him to stand or to place a foot onto the bridge. When he stands, just like how he took people's amanat, amanat will take him and throw him into the fire. Just like how he stole people's wealth, just like how he broke people's promises, just like how he betrayed people's trust, amanat will stand on the right hand side of the bridge as a hook. As other narrations mentioned, there'll be hooks at the end of the sirat. And these hooks will grab the servant of Allah and throw him into the fire. At that moment, amanah will display itself like a hook, holding on to those that betrayed trusts, holding on to those that stole, holding on to those that broke promises, holding on to those that didn't fulfill the amanat, and throw him into the fire without even giving him the opportunity to cross the bridge. Oh, brothers or sisters in Islam, this is the severity. This is the severity of al-amana. This is the severity of breaking your trust. And this is what the samawat, what the heavens, wal-ard, wal-jibal, this is what the heavens and the earth and the mountains, this is why they declined. They declined the right, the accountability of amanat. For they feared this particular moment. They feared not being just, not being able to fulfill the trusts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or mankind have given them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. In a hadith reported by Al-Kharati في مكارم الأخلاق, in a chain that Ibn Kathir رحمه الله authenticates, Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, القتل في سبيل الله يكفر الذنوب كلها. He says that fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or being killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgives, he says, all sins. In another riwayah, he says, يُكَفِّرْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْأَمَانَةِ. It forgives all sins except for amana, except for the trusts that mankind have broken, the trusts and the responsibilities that we were very cheap with, we held not in high regard. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala who broke amanat will be brought forward in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Jalla wa Ala will say to him, fulfill your amana, fulfill your promises, fulfill your trusts, return back the rights that you've taken from other people. He'll respond and he will say, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, O my Lord, وَقَدْ ذَهَبَتِ الدُّنْيَا. The dunya has gone and the amanas have gone. The dunya has gone and the amanats have gone. He's saying by this, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the wealth that I've taken, the promises that I've broken, the secrets that people have told me, that I've told other people, it's all gone. There's nothing for me to find. How can I return back this amanat? How can I return back these trusts? So Allah Jalla wa'ala says to him, go, O you, to this pit. He is thrown into a pit. There he falls and he continues to fall until he hits the bottom of the pit. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, he looks around in this pit and he sees the amanat. He looks around in this pit and he sees the trust that he's broken. He sees the wealth that he's taken. He sees the trusts that is broken. So he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he picks them up and he throws them over his shoulder and he tries to escape from these pits. But Allah Jalla wa Ala will transform the pit into the fire. And there he will stay, burning, being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for as long as Allah Jalla wa Ala wants. Oh brothers or sisters in Islam, that al-amanah, your amanat, your trusts, the trusts that people have bestowed upon you, the rights that they've given you, are held in an extremely high regard. They must be held in an extremely high regard for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must understand that amanat, these trusts, are either a reason for us being successful in the dunya and in the akhirah. They will either form the wall of the bridge, the sirat, which we'll try to cross inshallah ta'ala successfully, or they will form itself into hooks that will destroy us as we try to cross the sirat on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's imperative upon us, O believers of Allah Jalla wa Ala, to hold on to the amanah, to hold on to the trusts that mankind have given us, and not to betray the servants of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Be they Muslim or be they kafir, be they Muslim or be they disbeliever, if someone has given you trust, if someone has given you their secrets, it's imperative upon you to fulfill them and to hold on to them just as if though you hold on to your own wealth. Some of the scholars of the past and great Sahaba like Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu and others, whenever someone would give them their wealth to look after, he would treat it better than his own wealth. He would look after it better than his own wealth, because they understood that a person could lose their own wealth, they're not going to be held accountable by Allah Jalla wa Ala. But you must not lose the wealth of others, the trusts and the rights of others. No, brothers or sisters in Islam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that the dua of the madhloom, the dua of the one that's oppressed, is never rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take people's amanat, and you break your promises, or you betray people's trusts, or you spread people's tales or secrets without their rights, without their permission, you are an oppressor. And this madloom, this person that you've oppressed, he has a dua that is never rejected by Allah Jalla wa Ala. The oppressed will use, O brothers or sisters in Islam, the moments where we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala for mercy, The moments where we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to look after our children. The moments where we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala for paradise. The special moments where du'as are accepted. The last hour of Jumu'ah. The last hour of the night where Allah Jalla wa Ala descends in a manner that befits His majesty. The days of Ramadan. The last beautiful, glorious, odd nights of Ramadan. Imagine, O servants of Allah, there is a servant, there is a person that you have oppressed. A person whose rights that you have taken. At these moments, in these positions, at these times where du'as are accepted, all that they are doing is raising their hands up to Allah Jalla wa Ala, to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to dishonor you, to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to punish you, to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to destroy you. Their du'as are not rejected. Their du'as are not rejected. And they're using these moments where du'as are even more likely to be accepted, only to make du'a against yourselves. Only to make du'a against yourselves. You're giving them the opportunity to destroy your life, just like how you destroyed their trust. You're giving them the opportunity to destroy your possibility of being successful in this dunya and the akhirah, just like how you betrayed their trusts. Thus, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, it's imperative as the servants of Allah, as the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the people that have been given guidance by Allah Jalla wa Ala through Quran and through Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us to live by the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, for us to fulfill the trusts that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us from above the heavens, and the trust that mankind have given us in this particular dunya. No, brothers or sisters in Islam, you will be held accountable. You'll be held accountable for your amanat. You'll be held accountable for the amanat of Allah and the amanat of mankind. So do not betray them and hold on to them dearly. Hold on to them dearly, more dearly than your own wealth and your own possessions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who can fill our amanat. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us never to betray Him subhanahu wa ta'ala or anyone from mankind. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to cross the sirat of ease. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to not to let anyone make dua against us. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirk wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قوموا للصلاة.